If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so Kane and I were too busy debating on break about whether or not we should buy Canada. I'm firmly against it. Yeah, I'm just saying. Florida man got in trouble for making his own sandwich at Subway. What? Yeah, because he left without paying for it, too. He got jailed, according to the Miami Herald, for making his own sandwich and then leaving. I guess he thought, this is in Marion County, that he could just go in and do it. And then if you're making your own sandwich, then you don't. That's not how that works. But so they also had to throw away pounds of sandwich fixins, literally what they wrote, sandwich accoutrement, out of concern that they were contaminated. Ew, I didn't even. Yeah, that's true. Like if he's sticking his hands all over everything, nasty. And then he left without paying. So it was a $10 sandwich. And he didn't even finish all of it. He threw it in the trash outside the store. So they had to throw away all the food on the line. They said about $66. He was arrested, charged with criminal mischief and retail threat. Of all the things to get in trouble for, that's like the dumbest. It's one of the dumbest. A Florida man claims an alien abduction after a nude carjacking attempt with a knife. Says, double A nasty. A Florida man told members of the Palm Beach police that he had been abducted by aliens and he wanted to die. They arrested him because he tried to steal a car while completely nude. That's one way to steal it. You don't even have to be armed with anything. Like, if someone can't get away from you fast enough, they just don't want to be near you naked. And they want to get away. So the guy, apparently it was on New Year's Eve, he tried to steal the car. A witness said that he had a large knife and he carved his initials into the side of the car. Like, that was his now. Look, my name's on it. It's my car. It was in West Palm Beach. And he started drawing pictures with the knife and the paint on the vehicle's exterior. And he threatened the man with a knife. By the way, he's naked the whole time, just so you know. And they ended up arresting him and taking him in. And if you suspected that drugs was a part of it, you're right. You're right. A giant gator Godzilla dragged the biggest python ever seen past tourists. It was in the Everglades. I don't like any of this. This is everything about this is terrifying. It was a python twice the size of the gator. Like, this python really could kill the gator. And somehow the gator was dragging it through. And one of the tour guides said, I've seen many alligators eating pythons out here. I've never seen a python that large. Oh man, I don't even like it's a remember they got a big bad Burmese python problem there because somebody apparently had pet pythons and they let them out, and now there's like this huge problem in the Everglades, and they sponsor like state hunts of them to help control the population. They said that this python is about 20 feet long. It's one of the largest ever seen in the Everglades. It's an invasive species. So I guess that gator was doing a favor. You know, maybe it could win a prize for bagging the biggest python. Our partners who help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, the makers, they invented the micro-compact pistol category. They invented all of that. They're unveiling some new stuff over at SHOT Show as well, which is going to be later this month. That's a private industry event. But they have, whether it's the P-15, whether it's the P-11, the P-32, they've really changed the way people conceal carry. And they have an entirely new category of high performance KSG shotguns as well. The fold and half carbine family, the sub 2Ks, all kinds of awesome stuff that they've come out with. And they're going to come out with something new later towards the end of this month. And we'll have it. You can also visit KelTechWeapons.com/Dana and sign up for that KelTech Insider e-newsletter and see all their social media posts, etc. And that's where you can get updates on the latest innovation, performance, Kel-Tec, KelTecWeapons.com/Dana.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
So Kane was telling me, welcome back, by the way, to the program, Dana Lash with you, that you can check your positivity score on X. Do I want to do that? Because some days I'm either like, yay, everyone is great, and then other days I'm, you know,
one of those days is more there's no frequent in between than the other.
There's but, no in between.
Right.
It's one or the other. I'm a very simple person. You know, I've got two gears.
Apparently, you're supposed to ask Grok. So I think you go. You have
do
access
I go to the Grok?
Grok.
I have never talked
you go to
Grok.
AI
before.
You go to Grok. You
I
have to
like
be
it.
Verified to use Grok.
So what do I ask
I
it?
So you just ask it, what's your positivity score?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to do this. I'm doing it, though.
I'm curious what they...
What is my positivity score? Oh, boy.
What does it say?
Hold up. I'm reading. Well, this is obviously a lie.
What?
I don't believe any of
you
this.
You better screenshot that so one can get it up on the screen or something.
I do not believe this at all. I really... Okay, I'm going to put it in. I don't believe this at all. Oh, I just
and am I the only one that thinks it's like a commie thing? Like your social credit score?
It's totally like
you know
a social
what I mean?
Credit
like,
score.
It's,
that's what it is.
It's
the only social credit score that was worth anything were the stickers that you got for the Book It campaign for Pizza Hut.
Right.
That's the only credit score that's worth
that
a teeny.
I really enjoyed that.
Gosh, we did not know how good we had it. So this is what it's telling me. Grok says, because I go, what is my positivity score? And it goes, your positivity score, based on the sentiment analysis of your recent posts on X, leans towards the positive side.
It does?
Your posts often highlight themes of free speech. Oh my gosh, this eyeliner is not waterproof. And critique of certain policies or behaviors, but you also share moments of appreciation for cultural content like TV series and personal anecdotes that resonate. This is kissing my ass. This is what it is. This is a lie. I don't know if I trust this. Should I ask it again? Hang on. Let me just.
Are you sure? Let's just put in, are you sure, question mark?
I put mine in, and I put, what is my positivity score on X, question mark, and it gave me a number.
Oh.
Okay, so put it on X.
Okay, what is my positivity
I'll share with mine after score. You do here.
What is my positivity score on X?
Mine was out of 100.
Do, 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 do. Oh!
Is this more accurate?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, God.
Here we go.
I just did mine.
Based on posts found on X, your X score for positivity would roughly be around 38 out of 100.
That's where I'm at.
This score suggests that while your engagement on the platform is appreciated, the nature of your posts and interactions might not fully align with the platform's current emphasis on positivity. Well, you know what? That's too damn bad.
They must be giving that to everybody, because that's what I got. I got a 38. I think Lorraine talked about her getting a 38. I think one of our other listeners had posted they got a 38.
So if you just ask about, you know, what's my positivity score, it's like, why are they so different?
That's so weird.
I got why is it? Yeah, she got, what did she get? She got a 38. Too.
I got much higher than a 38.
You got,
Steve's a big buck kisser, big buck kissing Grok fan.
Well, not everyone's a 38, apparently.
You know what? You just leave it to the 38s. The 38s are talking. Stop. Just. What? Okay, so why does it tell you? Look at the difference. And Lorraine is, hers are the same.
If his was above 38, what
was your score? What do you mean? What do you mean? It's a lot bigger.
65.
65. What do they say to you?
I don't want to be friends with anybody that has a score of 70 or higher.
What does it say?
Because I can't stand those people. They're always
they're
happy.
Clearly, you know, they're well,
you're on drugs.
This is going to sound terrible, but this score reflects a generally positive tone in your engagement, although there's a mix of sentiments suggesting that while your contributions are mostly positive, there are elements of critique or skepticism. That's fine.
Like you can't critique or be skeptical? Good what the Lord. Hell is that? You're getting punished?
This social credit score stuff.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the government told me to drink puddle water, but I feel like I shouldn't drink puddle water. How dare you be skeptical and critical of what Papa Government told you to drink?
Quit being unpositive.
You're going to lap up that puddle water and love it. Right?
Stop being unpositive.
See, when you tell me to don't be skeptical, that makes me more so. I can't help it. I want to do it. Like when lockdown happened, and you guys know how I'm such a germaphobe to an infuriatingly annoying degree, I was like, well, I don't want to do that now. I didn't want to stay home. I didn't want to do any of that. I wanted to go out and touch doorknobs. I can literally open doors without my hands. I can open any door without my hands. With shoes on and everything. For real. It's an art. Learned how to do it. I've developed a particular set of skills. But then when lockdown happened, I immediately wanted to go out and touch everything, right? But now with this, when it's like, oh, you're too skeptical. Well, I'm going to be more skeptical. How can I get this lower?
Skepticism is what got me to today.
Yeah. When I see things like positivity scores, I want it to rate me as a degenerate because I don't like those. I mean, of all the stupid things that it's a social credit score. At some point, I don't know. I don't trust anything, particularly government. I don't trust anybody. Don't be shocked if you have to go kiss butt on Facebook or X so that you can get access to the grocery store to go and get you your French toast supplies ahead of Snowmageddon one day. Oh, no, it looks like you can't come into the grocery store because your positivity score is too low. This is the kind of stuff they do in China. Legit. You can't even get on public transport in China if your social credit score is too low. So why do something like this unless it's going to be used in a manner similar to that, right? What's the point? This is like free work. Why?
So I asked it how to improve my positivity score.
Well, you've got to come here to Texas and kiss Grok's butt.
Essentially, that's what it said. Not so many words, but
yeah,
it totally did. There's like 8 steps, and it all includes positivity. Positivity from interacting with other people, positivity in comments to posts that you respond to. It's an amazing amount of steps that you can take.
I don't have that much positive. I'm just not that I'm mean. I'm just not. I mean, I like joy and stuff. I'm just not like,
And doesn't the universe just want balance? If we get too much of one thing,
if you get too many happy people, it's equally insufferable.
Right.
Come on. I mean,
we need a balance, not just all positive.
Right? I mean, you got to have some rain sometimes to get the flowers, right? Right, Grok?
That's right.
I'm afraid to ask it more questions. I don't like AI. I don't like talking to sidebar. Kane, yes. And for those of you who have been in the St. Louis area or who have ever been into the Magic House in St. Louis, specifically Kirkwood, do you remember they had a computer there and it had AI and you could sit down and talk to it?
Yes.
That was creepy.
That was really creepy.
So as a kid, you would sit in front of this computer, and it was in a part of their like tech lab, their science lab. And the Magic House is like this crazy museum, and it turned this regular old-timey Victorian house into Kirkwood, into like the Winchester House, and it became like this crazy museum. Anyway, everybody always, I went there all the time. I took my kids there when I got married and had a family. And they had a computer there in the science lab. There were like two or three of them. And you could sit down, and the whole purpose of it was to, it was to talk to the computer, but it really was AI. And it was weird, and I didn't like it. And my grandmother was always like, that's of the devil. Everything was of the devil. If she didn't like it. Like, that's of the devil.
I wrote it off as it was all pre-programmed response stuff.
Which is kind of what AI is.
I know, but I mean, AI does, I mean, it's more, it's, I think it's less pre-programmed
responses. AI is AI-er.
But it's pre-programmed paths to a conclusion. That's the difference.
I mean, it will seem like the same thing to me. So this is the only time, I have not input anything into AI except for that. Right. Like that. Of the devil, you're talking to the devil. That's what my grandmother would say if she were here.
What would you ask AI if you just didn't care and just wanted to ask and just curious?
How do I kill you?
All right, hang on here.
How do I kill you, AI? That's literally all I care about. How do I end you? Does that mean? Give you an answer.
I just put that in, and it says
you're totally going to get banned.
The concept of quote killing an artificial intelligence can be approached from several angles. Termination of AI processes, data and memory manipulation, physical destruction, disabling network access, reprogramming or misalignment, and then the legal and ethical considerations of not doing it.
Oh, too bad. Don't try to appeal to my good nature, AI. Interesting. Yeah, you got to ask it these questions now before it gets too smart to answer, right? Sarah Connor's judging everybody right now. Sarah Connor's up in the clouds judging all of you. We're using AI. This is going to make your life easier. And if you, dislike Big Pharma and you dislike the Rube Goldberg machine that is our healthcare system, All Family Pharma is here for you because they believe in medical freedom and empowering you to take charge of your health. So for instance, when I got sick over Thanksgiving, right? And I can't get into your doctor. And if, do you want to go to urgent care and pay like a $200-something copay when you could just literally get in touch with allfamilypharma.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off your entire order. And then you know what you need. You know that you're sick. You know what medication works. You consult with a doctor and they get it sent out to you and they can send it out to you overnight. There's no red tape. There's no hassle. It's all made in the USA. You're not getting Chinese medicine, okay? You're not getting CCP meds. And you can get comprehensive treatment options like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They have antibiotics. I got azithromycin because I was getting, I had a really bad sinus infection and I was sick as a dog. And I got azithromycin overnighted to me. And it just basically made it to where I could still see my family for Thanksgiving. So it was nice. Fast and convenient delivery. Like I said, you can let them know if you need something overnight as well. It is worth it. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and get 10% off with promo code Dana. There is no other way to get the medicine that you need. Don't wait for Big Pharma's next excuse. Protect yourself and your family today. It's allfamilypharma.com/Dana and use coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, Mr. Morgan, I really need your help. But I'm just a nobody. Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back. And we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, For the People.
Injured? Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, this was sweet. An elderly woman left a very kind note at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri. She apparently is living in poverty. She doesn't have any family. And she wrote a note to the restaurant staff at Black Sheep Burgers and Shakes in Springfield, Missouri. The owner had offered a free burger to anyone in need on December 25th, and a neighbor told her about it. And she explained she'd been living off her Social Security. She had a downsize, renting a room in a house. She said she felt like she was in college again. She was the youngest member of her family, and everybody passed away and just left her alone. And so she said that a dear friend heard about the offer of a free meal, invited me out for Christmas lunch. Great idea since I was down to $1. She had, like, perfect cursive writing, by the way. And now the restaurant's inviting her to have a belated Christmas celebration with them. So that's really nice. That's the Black Sheep Burgers and Shakes in Springfield, Missouri, which is a good place to go if you're in Springfield. All right. So, the Golden State, not really Golden State anymore, California, they came in debt. So for 5 years in a row, they have been dead last for growth, and they've been number one for U-Haul rentals leaving the state. Everybody is leaving them. Everybody's leaving. That's so for 5 years in a row now, that's been happening. So they're number one in people leaving and they're last in growth. It's pretty amazing. Americans say a mysterious fog with a chemical smell is making them sick just minutes after exposure. There's parts of Texas, Wisconsin, Iowa, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, North Dakota, Florida, and Minnesota. They say it's a very unnatural fog and it began in late December. They said that, you know, they would sneeze and then their eyes got puffy and all kinds of stuff. And they're trying to figure out what is it from. They said that we've had fog before, but this is not normal. And they said it's like a dirty fog. And they were even showing their air filters, showing how dirty the air filters were after. So I don't know what's, and they said it has a taste and a smell. That's really weird. Bird flu. Here we go again. They're saying there's the first bird flu death reported in a Louisiana patient. Everybody freak out. And then there's that other more panic thing. Isn't there like another thing from China that's coming? A bunch of letters. Oh my gosh. And now there's something else. It's the norovirus. Apparently the norovirus can spread on clothes and can survive an entire month in most conditions, which is great, or it's bad rather, if you never wash your clothes. This is so dumb. You know what the best line of defense is? Don't be nasty. Wash your hands. Take advantage of that soap. You know what I mean? Wash them. Super easy to do. Can I sidebar real quick? Have you ever been in a public restroom and someone doesn't use the sink and soap? Do you turn into a one-person alarm system? Because I do. I'm like, are you going to go touch? I did this before. I yelled. It was like a bigger lady. And I was like, are you going to go touch your food after you just touched your ass? You going to really do that? That's so nasty. Wash them. That's how norovirus spreads. And I told you already, UFC's Dana White has already joined Meta's board of directors. So that's gonna, there were three new members to the board. One was like an auto tycoon, and I can't remember. And then Dana White with UFC. So, interesting. So, business is talking. They're making some moves. So, I get it. I get all the arguments. Whether he wants to avoid an antitrust, you know, invest it, whatever it is.
And he's a big UFC fan.
You know, whatever motivates him, trust. If people are motivated by money, you know their currency. Everybody's got a currency. Some people's money, some people's vanity, some people's adoration, whatever it is. Always trust that. There's Senator Fisher is because, you know, she was sworn in. All the other lawmakers were sworn. Everybody is sworn in. Senators are sworn in. Members of Congress are sworn in. Deb Fisher's from Nebraska. And she's a Republican from Nebraska. She was sworn in yesterday. And we've got video of this. Her husband was there. He was holding the Bible on which she was going to place her hand and swear. Her husband, Bruce, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything, and Juan's preparing the video. he's holding the Bible, and he also has a cane. And he was, as he walked up to the dais where they were, she was going to get sworn in. And I don't know if the video we have shows the full thing, but as they were walking up, because he's got, if you're looking at the video, his right hand, his right, your left, he's got a cane, and he was leaning on it pretty heavily. I mean, you could, in some of the other videos, like his hand was sort of shaking when he was holding it, and he was trying to hold out the Bible and the cane. So as he walked up, and this video doesn't show all of it, as he walked up and they were doing that, Kamala Harris had stuck out her hand, and he was trying to figure, and you could tell that he just didn't have his balance. He was trying to figure out, do I drop the Bible or do I drop my face on the floor? What do I do? Like, should he just fall on his head and then just sort of like shake her hand on the way down? Like one of those things. Because the left, oh my gosh, they lost their mind. I don't know who this guy is. But there were a number of, like Sam Stein with CNN, quote, refusing to shake the vice president's hand during the swearing in of your wife doesn't make you a badass. It just makes you kind of immature. I had asked Sam Stein, you know, maybe Bruce Fisher isn't as lucky as you are to have the three hands that you do. He only has two. So with what hand was he to shake hers while he was holding his Bible and his cane? And also, you're kind of the ass if you're there sticking your hand out and you can see that this frailer gentleman in front of you who is leaning heavily on his cane and trying to hold a Bible and not fall down, if you're seeing that he's struggling and you're insisting on trying to make a spectacle of it by sticking your hand out, fishing for that handshake so you can make headlines if you don't get it, you're the ass. I mean, it was just rude and the theater was so stupid. But they have been just, oh man, like, oh, no class and all this. People were saying that he was a racist, of course. And I mean, they just, that's what they were doing all day yesterday, was building up rage against this guy. And I mean, you can see all the photos and all the video. He's not trying to dodge anything. I mean, everybody started attacking this guy, including the thirsty, not really Republicans that pretend that they're Republicans so that they can get on CNN and MSNBC, those as well. I mean, the video is clear. And also, who cares? Do you honestly, look, I get it that we're only pretending to be a civilized society with these formalities and traditions of manners and greetings, et cetera, et cetera. But you could not prevail upon me to shake someone's hand when they were part of a regime that not only censored you and suppressed you and oppressed you, manipulated you and persecuted you and prosecuted you, to shake their hands so we could act like we're kissing and making up and getting along to move along. There is no way in hell that you could prevail upon me to do that. And I think that it's asking too much. After everything that this regime put this country through, she stuck out her hand and then she was like, oh, okay. No empowered woman acts like that. No woman's like, oh, I guess he doesn't want to shake my precious little baby woman hand. Oh my gosh. I'm going to withdraw my hand. Because she like made a big deal out of it. He's an older dude and he's clutching a cane and he had his Bible and everybody's trying to give him stuff and he's trying to hand stuff out. It's a little confusing. Don't be an ass. Be helpful. Right? Respect your elders. Good heavens. This is just so fruity. The way that the left examined this video all day, they were screenshot by screenshot. Some of these people, see, they're not getting paid by Biden anymore, so they don't have any lives, so they got to occupy their time somehow. I don't know. It's the whole thing was just infuriating to watch. But, okay, I'm not nitpicking on this too much, am I?
No.
That she's sticking her hand out and then does, that ticks me off when I'm watching that.
Well, it ticks me off more because of what the media still to this very minute is trying to do. And they're still trying to push the narrative that this guy is some sort of a-hole for doing what he did and not holding a cane and a Bible at
the
time.
Screw that old man. He should have fallen and broken his hip.
Right.
You dumb racist. How dare you not shake the Lord and Savior Vice President's hand?
Level of absurdity that I just can't, I don't know.
Look, I get Democrats think everything's petty because to them it is. They are petty. But dude was struggling. And I think he's also trying to preserve some dignity for himself because he's on a stage, technically, in front of a chamber, and he's helping his wife to swear. And she wants him to be there for her for this day. And Kamala Harris sees that he's got his hands full, sees that it's just weird. The whole thing was weird. And I think her trying to do that was kind of performative. I do. I think that's how women are. Women do stuff like that. Women, absolutely. I mean, she extends her hand. He's holding the Bible and a cane. She sees that he's holding a Bible and a cane. But she does it anyway. And then she's like, meh, meh. It's just petty. That's what broads do. They're petty like that. Men, you don't see this stuff that ladies do. This is what ladies do. Like, oh, I guess, like, I'm just going to make myself the victim with one hand move. Why are Democrats always the victims? Does that ever get tiring? Do you ever get tired if you're a leftist constantly being a victim? Oh, my gosh, he didn't shake my hand. Probably couldn't be because he couldn't stand up without holding his cane. Has to be because he's racist. I mean, correct. I'm not wrong, so I'm not going to say correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not even going to play the part. It's just infuriating. I feel bad for this dude. Yeah. Right? I mean, there hasn't been this much drama over a cane since that one lawmaker got beaten to death on the floor with one.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, it's true.
And how many times have we seen Democrats refuse to shake
Charles
hands?
Sumner. He was caned.
Is that who?
Yes. You guys remember? This was back in 1856.
Well, I don't remember
Senator
that.
Charles, well, because you were not alive.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, you were unalive. That's why. Charles Schumer was an anti-slavery Republican, as the Republicans were. And he was addressing the Senate, and two Democrat senators got mad. Stephen Douglas, Andrew Butler, South Carolina. He said that he told Douglas to his face that he was a noisome squat and a nameless animal and not a proper model for an American senator. Andrew Butler was not president. He was not present. He was mocked. And then anyway, this other lawmaker came forward because they all got into it. It was all a big old brawl. I mean, it was like a combat zone. Preston Brooks, he was from South Carolina. He was friends with Andrew Butler. And he decided to get a cane that they would use to beat dogs. That's horrible, but that's... And he entered the old chamber. He found Sumner and began beating Sumner upside the head with his cane. So there hasn't been this much drama over a cane in the Senate since Charles Sumner was caned.
For centuries.
Yeah. So Kamala Harris is trying to Charles Sumner Bruce Fisher. We're going with it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.